A.R., armed with a cake knife, was slicing a lemon meringue pie. The kitchen exuded a swooning aroma. "Carolyn baked it. She told me to wait till it cooled. I can't wait any longer. Want some?" "Sure." "Okie cokely, here goes." He cut himself a slice that must have measured one-third of the pie and me a thin sliver. "Grab the milk, will you?" Knowing A.R.'s appetites, I bought out 2 bottles, his usual portion. "I've been having stomach problems all day. Maybe it was the Danish at Lindy's or the pastrami, tongue and turkey at Rubens." "Which came first, the sweet or the sandwich?"
"The Danish."
"Maybe next time you ought to reverse the order." For a minute or two, we savored the pie. Carolyn's baking put Lindy's to shame.
"I heard you reached Rodman.
You know that his trial's next week, Thursday. Did you also hear that the juror who was in the bag is now out?"
"Henny, someday you'll learn that A.R. hears about these things even before they happen. Fallon's my man. He doesn't pish without first asking me."
"What if Rodman's convicted?"
"I'll bail him and arrange for a retrial with a judge that I own.
Some legal system.
Can I help it if a lot of judges like to live high? Somebody's got to pick up the tab."
"If Hank loses, he could also lose Lily."
"Hank's a good boy, but he's too soft on that dame.
For him, she's bigger than life." A.R. cut himself another slice of pie. He'd already finished 1 quart of milk. Wiping his mouth with a linen napkin, he remarked, "My mother gave us these napkins. Nice, huh?" He cracked his knuckles, leaned over the table, and said, "That little job I told you about. Tomorrow night's the night. Lex will bring the car by at 10.
"Aren't you forgetting something?"
"What's that?"
"Masseria."
"How many times I gotta tell you? As long as you're with me, he won't touch you. He followed me to Barney's."
"What the hell for?"
"The diamond. He thinks I took it."
"Maybe it's time for Lex to pay him a visit."
"He's threatening to croak my mother and Ben."
"Pay no attention. He's bluffing."
"We're talking about my mom. I need it back."
"Your imagination's running overtime, Hanny. How do you know Masseria is not pulling a fast one, trying to get more than his share? These Sicilians are all alike. You can't trust them. 15 sparklers and cash for the missing diamond earned them a hefty profit. They're not hurting. They just want more."
Now I knew the reason for A.R.'s refusal to cough up. The Sicilians had fenced 15 diamonds and had, according to all reports, made a hefty profit. Now they wanted to put the icing on the cake.
"Masseria was afraid this might happen. That's why he tried to drag me off in his car. He wanted to test the jewels first."
A.R. shrugged.
"You don't seem very concerned."
"I suppose I could weep," said A.R. sarcastically. "Would that help?"
"No, just see that the jewel is returned."
A.R. grimaced. A young bird peeped. Outside the kitchen, a dove and her fledgling had nested. Carolyn had paid a handyman to attach a box and a bird bath to the windowsill. Standing there watching the mother tend to her babe, I worried about Mom and Ben. Should I warn them? I knew one thing for sure. I had to find, by hook or by crook, the missing diamond.
"Remember, tomorrow night's the night."
I began biting my cuticles. What if there was gunplay? Who would shield me? Last Sunday's paper had described an attempted theft of some liquor warehoused on the west side, a job that led to the shooting deaths of 3 men. Carmel and the Morris River and hayrides and horseshoes were suddenly much in my mind.